And there's a danger that you say, well, Jeff, do we all have to go out and do some terrible thing so we can get up and have a great testimony? The guy that gets up, you know, and talks about, you know, and used to do drugs. I was at a teen conference, and this guy got up, and I mean, his story will blow your socks off. About the drugs and the motorcycle gang that he used to be with, and the time he went with a shotgun and literally blew up a convenience store propane tank. Him and his buddies just outside, just having fun. I mean, you listen to his story, and then he talks about how God came into his life and how in a near-death experience, in an accident, he ended up turning around. And every kid is sitting there going, wow. And I was the next speaker. I grew up going to church. My dad was a preacher. But in third grade, I used to pull the hair of the girl in front of me in Sunday school. But when I was baptized, I quit. Hallelujah. Nobody threw themselves down to respond at that. Because let's be real, that's not my baggage. No, I got plenty of baggage. Lust and greed and deceit, bitterness and anger and pride. Times when I've treated the most important people in the world to me, my wife and my kids, with rudeness and brusqueness, and sometimes just unbridled anger, bitterness spewing out of my mouth. There was a time when I thought even telling a group of people that I was trying to teach the Bible any of those things would immediately cut the legs out from under my sermon, because you'd say, well, goodness gracious, if you've got those mistakes in your life, why in the world are you standing up front? Here's what John has to say about that. If we claim, that is we the Christians, all right, if we claim to be without sin, we what? Excuse me? What's another word for deceive? Lie. We're liars. We're fooling ourselves.